Is there a coin-operated self-service laundry?
I think so.
What would you call it? If you were going to go to that?
The laundromat is what you'd refer to.
And what would you put dirty clothes
in? We put them in the clothes hamper.
Okay. And does that have a lid?
Yes.
Okay.
Ventilated lid.
Okay. And what could you use to clean a rug or a floor?
I recommend guaranteed carpet service, but you can use a shampoo or, you know, carpet cleaner, you know, any kind of carpet cleaning device, shampoo, rub shampoo.
Okay, what do you call the thing that, you know, it sucks up all the dust?
Oh, the vacuum cleaner? Oh, I thought you meant cleaning the rug. Okay, the vacuum cleaner.
Okay. Yeah. And what's the thing inside that that you have to change?
That disposable trash bag, you know, disposable bag inside.
Okay. And if you're going to wash your car, you might fill something up with water and take it out.
The bucket.
Okay, what would that be made out of?
Mine is made out of polyethylene. I have a plastic bucket that I use for washing my cars.
Okay. And have you heard about these machines that some people have that reduces garbage into little...
The compactors, trash compactors. Mm-hmm.
And what would you take your trash out and put it into to be picked up later on?
Well, I put my garbage bags into my trash can, and I put the trash into the garbage bag, and I tie it up.
Okay. So you call it the trash can?
Well, I have a trash can mm-hmm. in which I keep my garbage bags or trash bags that I set the trash bags out on the street to be picked up.
And what are the large containers behind stores, the real big ones picked up?
Well, they can be referred to as a lot of things, dumped dumpsters. But they are trash containers also.
Okay. And, let's see. If somebody died, you might attend their...
The wake or funeral.
Okay. And what do you call the automobile that is used?
Hearse.
Mm-hmm. And the man who is at the funeral home?
The mortician.
Okay.
Or funeral director, you know.
And what would you call a special building in a graveyard that,
mausoleum.
Yeah,
the tomb. Only from a distance. I mean, what do you mean describe it?
Mausoleum. Is there a difference between a mausoleum and a tomb?
Well, one of the large cemeteries here in the city mm-hmm. is advertising above ground entombment. They are just building, and I thought he referred to it as a mausoleum. I thought that's what he uh-huh. said. And, you know, he's trying to get in half price if you purchase now before it's completed. So, I view a tomb as a much smaller above the ground structure that only tends to deal with one individual or a couple of individuals or a small family as opposed to come what may.
Mm-hmm.
So, I really don't have that kind of distinction because my orientation is, you know, a grave with a headstone.
Okay, what else do people smoke, the things when you're smoking? Just that?
Cigarettes, cigars, pipes.
Okay. You already said that you have a sunroom, but do you have any other names for a room where you might sit around and watch television and relax?
Yeah, you can call it a den, patio.
Okay, what would you call a room with a toilet and sink, but no bath or shower?
I still call it the restroom, or toilet, but I call it the restroom.
Okay. And what kind of stoves and furnaces and heating equipment do you have in your house now, or have you ever had in any of the houses that you lived in?
Well, growing up, they were coal stoves. Then we got natural gas, you know, you got gas stove.
Yeah.
And when I moved into my apartment as a bachelor, I had electric stove and refrigerator. And the house that we bought has electric stove and refrigerator.
Okay. And how about the heating equipment? How is your house heated?
You mean now?
Or, yeah.